welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, so today is a little bit of a masterclass on brand. When I put these shows together, I try and keep them within like the 10-minute range, but I think I kind of went a little bit long on this one, but there's all really useful stuff. I just realized that when I open up a conversation about something as large as brand, then sometimes I get a little bit carried away. But that's okay, because we're going to learn a lot today. So grab a pen and a pencil and a paper and or just a computer. And let's go through everything that it takes to make your brand stand out. And that's why it's such a big topic. And then I think what I'll do in the future is, honestly, every single one of these points that I wrote down could actually be its own podcast. But I do believe that there's some benefit to just doing a high level so that it gets people to a certain point about what brand is and what brand isn't. And then from there, as you listen for the next, I don't know how long this show is going to go on, hopefully, 100 more years. As you listen for the next 100 years and you build multiple businesses and you have massive success, you're going to get multiple episodes that dive into every single component that I'm speaking about here in the most minute, intricate detail. But it doesn't matter because right now we're doing the show that I just put together. So let's talk about brand and why it's important for your business, because it's a big buzzword. A lot of these are big buzzwords. And I think that if I'm going to do a service to the world, it is making buzzwords more manageable for people that are just starting to build something. Or maybe they've built something and they think they know what it is, but they haven't really had a good definition of it, or maybe they have an outdated definition of it. So it makes it very hard to, for example, build a good brand if you don't even know what a brand is. And many people don't have great brands. I mean, the brands that you know are usually associated with the largest organizations in the world. Not always, but you know Apple, you know Coca-Cola, you even know Amazon, you know all these huge brands. And for the solopreneur or the entrepreneur that's just getting started, that's so far in the future for a lot of us that it's really intimidating to think about how to build a brand that would ever compete with something like that. But let's start from scratch, because a brand is important, and a brand is something that you can build from day one. And it's not just a name or a logo or a slogan. It's how people feel about your company or your product or you. If you are the product, and if you're an entrepreneur, you kind of are the product day one. When they see or hear about what you're doing or what your business is doing, it's like the personality of a company or a product. Now, why do brands matter? They matter because they help you stand out from the crowd. They attract customers. Imagine you're looking for a new pair of shoes. There's so many options, but you're more likely to choose the brand you like and trust. Maybe you like Nike because they help you feel motivated and inspired, or maybe you like Adidas, or maybe you like Under Armour, but there's a brand for you, and that brand has been built purposefully. Branding is how businesses create their own unique identity and how people remember them. Branding can also influence how people buy things, how happy they are with their purchases, how loyal they are to a company or a product. So let's look at some of the brands that we know and love and trust and see what we can learn from them. So Apple, famous for its innovative products, sleek design, user-friendly interface, loyal fan base, Apple has created a strong brand identity that shows creativity, simplicity, and quality. Starbucks is not just a coffee chain. It's a lifestyle brand that offers customers an experience. Starbucks has created a unique brand culture that focuses on community, social responsibility, and personalization. Netflix is the leading streaming service in the world, and Netflix has built its brand around the idea of binge watching, offering customers unlimited access to thousands of movies and shows. So these are the brands that stick out. These are the brands that we know and love. So how do you create a brand like this? Well, there's a few factors. So I'm going to go through these factors. And the factors are originality, sincerity, understanding, value, experience, and trust, loyalty, and advocacy. This is what you ultimately have to unlock in your company so that you can eventually build a brand like an Apple or a Starbucks or a Netflix. So let's go through these. Originality. Originality means creating a unique value proposition that showcases your brand's personality, values, and benefits. A unique value proposition is a statement that tells your customers why they should choose you over your competitors. It answers questions like, what do you offer? How do you solve their problem? What makes you different? So how do you create this unique value prop that ultimately gives you this originality? Here's some good tips. Define your buyer persona. The first step in creating an original brand is to know who you're actually talking to. You need to understand your target market, their needs, their wants, their goals, their challenges, their preferences. You can use surveys, interviews, feedback forms, online tools to create a buyer persona. You research your competitors. The next step is to find out what your competitors are offering and how they position themselves in the market. You need to identify their strengths and weaknesses, their value propositions, their unique selling points. You can use tools like Google Trends or SimilarWeb to analyze their websites and social media. Identify what is unique and compelling about your product or service. This is the third step that makes you stand out from the crowd. You need to highlight features and benefits that are relevant, valuable, and desirable for your customers. And you can use an online tool like a value proposition canvas or a lean canvas to brainstorm and organize your ideas. You have to dispel myths and stereotypes. And this is the fourth step that addresses any misconceptions or doubts that your customers might have about your product or service. You need to show them how you overcome common objections or challenges that they might face when they're using your product or service. You can use testimonials, reviews, case studies, or guarantees to build trust and credibility. So this may seem like this is work that can help in other areas of your company. If you do all these steps, this will help you market and sell and create great product. Yes, that's all correct. That's all correct. The point is that brand is all of it, and originality is part of brand, and doing the work and doing the research and doing the homework that is required to build a successful company actually lends cadence to your brand. The second point, sincerity. Sincerity means demonstrating authenticity, honesty, and transparency in your communications with your customer, with the market. It means showing your customers that you care about them, that you are reliable, you're trustworthy, and you are true to your values and your promises. But sincerity is a fluff word. How do you actually demonstrate sincerity in your communication? Well, here's some best practices so that you can always keep these in the back of your mind and optimize for them. Act like a human. Don't be afraid to show your personality, your emotions, your flaws, your struggles. Customers want to connect with real people, not robots or corporate entities. You can use humor, empathy, stories, personal anecdotes, whatever it takes to humanize your brand, to remove the corporate veil. Communicate in smaller chunks. Don't overwhelm your customers with long texts or complex jargon. Use simple language, short sentences, bullet points, visuals, videos to communicate clearly and concisely. You can also use interactive tools like quizzes, polls, surveys, live chat to engage your customers. Become your customer. Don't assume you know what your customer wants or needs. Listen to them. Ask questions, get their feedback, and understand their main pain points. You can use social media platforms to monitor conversations and sentiment. Know your audience. Don't try to please everyone or appeal to everyone. Focus on your niche and tailor your message accordingly. You can use segmentation tools in Google Analytics or Facebook Insights or wherever you're marketing to identify your target audience's demographics, behaviors, preferences, and interests. Personalize everything. You can't rely on automated messages or generic templates. Use personalization techniques like addressing customers by their names as opposed to sending out bulk emails to people that obviously are not meant for them. Use relevant offers based on their previous purchase history. You can use tools in whatever you're using to communicate with your customers, MailChimp, HubSpot, to customize emails, landing pages for different segments of customers. Establish clear brand values. So don't be vague or inconsistent about what you stand for. Define your mission, vision statement, core values, and brand personality, and clearly communicate them across everywhere you communicate with your customers. Use storytelling techniques like a hero's journey or customer testimonials to showcase how you live up to your values as a company. Tell the best story you can. Don't be boring or predictable. Use storytelling techniques like conflict, resolution, emotion, and surprise to capture your customers' attention and interest. You can also use storytelling tools like Animoto to create captivating visuals or videos for your stories or Canva. Build brand integrity by being consistent. Don't change your message or your style depending on the situation or the channel. Use a consistent tone of voice, logo, color, font across all platforms, all touch points. You can also use consistency tools like Brandfolder and Frontify to manage and organize your brand assets. You should express what your brand stands for and why it exists and how it makes a difference in the world. And you should also align your actions with your words and deliver on your promises across all of your channels. This is how people start to feel as though your brand is sincere. Whenever they communicate with it anywhere, they get a similar feeling. And that feeling is a good feeling. The next point is understanding. This means you know who they are, what they think, how they think, and how they feel. And by understanding your audience, you can create a brand message that speaks to them, connects with them on an emotional level. So, of course, research your audience. You need to gather as much data as possible about your potential customers or demographics or psychographics, behaviors, needs, preferences, pain points, and motivations. Again, we've spoken about how to collect data previously, but this is very important. Tailor your message. Based on your research, you need to craft a brand message that addresses your audience needs and wants. You need to communicate how your brand can solve their problems and fulfill their desires. And again, remember, that tone of voice has to match their preferences and expectations. And then show empathy and compassion. This is very important. One of the best ways to connect with your audience is to show them that you actually care about them. So you need to demonstrate that your brand aligns with who they are and what they're trying to accomplish. The next point on building this incredible brand is creating a ton of value. This means offering superior products or services that solve customer problems. It also means providing more value than your competitors by potentially offering lower prices, higher quality, better features, more convenience. It means communicating your value prop clearly and convincingly to your audience. Here's some tips on how to actually create value, improve the buying process. Value can exist outside your product or service. So you find ways you can make it easier for your customers to buy from you. Simplify your website navigation, streamline your checkout process, offer free shipping or returns, provide multiple payment options. This stuff matters. Focus on brand perception. Customers are more likely to buy from brands that represent the same morals and core values as they do. This has come up a few times. You need to create a positive brand image that reflects your mission, vision, and purpose. You also need to showcase how you're different from your competitors and what makes you unique. Get customer feedback. One of the best ways to understand what your customers value is to ask them directly and build this into your building process. You need to collect and apply feedback from your customers using surveys, reviews, ratings, testimonials, social media comments, whatever. You also need to show your customers that you care about their opinions and suggestions, and you have to respond to them and communicate with them. Provide outstanding customer service. This goes without saying. Customer service is not only about solving problems, but creating memorable experiences. You need to provide fast, friendly, helpful customer service that exceeds your customers' expectations, and you have to go above and beyond by surprising and delighting or personalizing service for every single customer. Gather and share social proof. Social proof is the evidence that other people trust and like and recommend your brand. It can influence potential customers' decisions by showing them they've had a positive experience with your brand. You need to gather and share this social proof, ratings, reviews, testimonials. Create content just for your customers. Content marketing is a powerful way to provide value to customers by educating, entertaining, or informing, or inspiring, or even persuading them with relevant, useful, engaging content. You need to create content just for your customers based on their needs, interests, challenges, goals, and preferences. And you also need to use different types of content, blogs, videos, podcasts, webinars, visuals, ebooks, infographics. And then lastly, build a community. A customer community is a group of people who share a common interest, passion, problem, or goal related to your brand, activating together. It can help you provide value to your customers by fostering relationships, loyalty, engagement, advocacy, feedback, learning, support, inspiration, fun, all in this one community. You can build a community on Slack, on Discord, on Telegram, on Facebook, whatever makes sense for your product. But the point is, you have to provide an insane amount of value. That is another hallmark of an incredibly strong brand. The next point is experience. Create customer experience when a customer receives a memorable interaction with your brand. This includes all the touch points that customers have with your brand, such as opening your product's packaging, reading the instruction manual, speaking to customer service, having a product repaired or exchanged for a different model. Here are some factors that can make your customer experience stand out. Map out your customer journey and identify the moments of truth where you can make an impression on your customers. You should also design your touch points to be as user-friendly, convenient, and enjoyable as possible. For example, Apple's customer service and experience, rather, is known for its sleek packaging, intuitive products, friendly staff, and innovative stores. You should train your team, as well as you should show up yourself, being courteous, helpful, and knowledgeable. You should empower your team to solve problems quickly and effectively. And if you don't have a team, you should be doing this yourself. Use feedback tools or reviews to measure and improve your service quality. For example, Zappos' customer service is famous for its generous policies such as free shipping both ways, 365-day return, 24/7 support. And also, you should go above and beyond what your customers expect from you by offering them something unexpected or personalized. You could show appreciation for their loyalty by giving them discounts or freebies. For example, Los Angeles' Magic Castle Hotel surprises guests with a popsicle hotline that delivers free frozen treats by the pools. Build into your process things that create incredible customer experience. And then measure. Use a metric such as a net promoter score or customer lifetime value, whatever that is. Have that metric that allows you to understand how that experience has actually created a lifelong evangelist and customer. And lastly, to wrap all of this up, what does this actually lead to? This leads to trust, loyalty, and advocacy for your brand. When you do all of these things that I just mentioned, this creates an incredible experience for a customer that makes you stand out in the best possible way. When you're transparent about your brand's mission, vision, values, and goals, when you're original and unique, when you deliver high-quality products and services, when you're authentic in your brand's voice and tone and consistent, when you're responsive to customer feedback and complaints, and when you're generous in rewarding customers with an experience above and beyond what they're expecting, this is what builds a strong brand and creates this level of trust with your customers. Because a brand, again, is more than just a name, a logo, a product, or a price tag. It's an intangible concept. It requires so much effort that helps people recognize and identify a particular company, product, or individual. So to create a successful brand, you need to consider these factors: the originality, sincerity, understanding, value, and experience. And that allows you to be able to build trust, loyalty, and advocacy for your brand by creating an incredible product, by interacting, by surprising, by delighting, by educating, by informing. When you follow these tips at a high level, remember, we went through a whole bunch of stuff on this podcast, you will make your brand more memorable, attractive, and ultimately profitable. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.